Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He's in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
With a major report due out tomorrow, what can you look at in your technical tea leaves to give us direction for next week?
Well, the chart picture has taken on a fairly bullish look to it here over the past week, especially on soybeans. Corn's been in a more bullish pattern here for several weeks, pulling out of that September 8th low. We did trace out a sideways to higher trend, and all that is being solidified in here with the type of price action that we're seeing here. Corn is, you did have a 20-day crossing over the 50-day moving average earlier this week, so that has brought in some of these long-term position traders to buy into the market. Today we're teetering with moving above the 100-day moving average. Whether or not we can get that job done or not, we'll have to kind of see. But the technical upside objective here probably on Dees Corn is to retrace 50% of the decline that we had off of our June highs here. That was like a $1.71 decline. 50% retracement on that takes you back into the 387, 388 level. So that's probably going to be the technical target anyway from the technical side of the equation.
And probably if we get that job done, by the time we would get that job done, we'd also probably be right around the 200-day moving average.
Well, that I don't look at. That's kind of on the long side mm-hmm. for me. But you're going to basically, if you got back to that level, that's kind of where the market really began to break down after that June crop report. That kind of takes us back to that June acreage report. When the trade found out that we had more corn acres planted than what they were working, and that's what kind of we broke down. So it kind of, from a technical perspective, it tells us that we have a shot at going back to where we really broke down and turned this thing into a bear market for the summer.
This movement that we've seen over the last week or so, does it say that the trade expects a bullish corn report?
Well, I don't know if you necessarily want to say that. There's a couple driving forces. Number one is the weakness of the dollar is a key force in here. As the dollar becomes cheaper, it takes more dollars to buy a bushel of corn. It takes more dollars to buy a barrel of oil, and it just goes on and on. So the weakness of the dollar is a key catalyst here in these price strengths that we're seeing here in commodities. And we're seeing that also over into the equity markets. People are buying companies that deal in raw products, that deal in a lot of export global international type markets. So that is what's kind of fueling the strength over in the equity market.
Let's turn our attention to the technical soybeans where we've clawed above the four-point downtrend line we've been keeping an eye on recently.
Yeah, and while we're doing that, we're also climbing above this 20-day moving average. Unless things would turn around here today or tomorrow, we're going to close out the week here with a weekly reversal to the upside. That kind of lays the groundwork that this weekly up during the first full week of October could turn into a monthly up. I kind of view this as a sign that the seasonal upturn is taking hold here. It's very common for soybeans to turn up during the first 10 days or so of October. So if that's the case, then instead of going against the headwind, we'll have a tailwind behind us. And it'll make it a little easier here for the soybeans to climb higher. And this is similar to corn. Corn actually has been climbing higher through September. It was going against a seasonal headwind. It was able to make some pretty good progress. And now that we've kind of got the tailwind to us, it's going to be a little easier for the corn market to gravitate to the upside.
What are the winds in the second half of the month look like?
Well, for the most part, once your seasonal upturn takes place, it stays in place all the way into the spring growing season. Now, there's ups and downs in that. You do get into your smaller seasonal expectations of maybe seeing some softness sometimes going into the end of the year, because that's a tendency of big cash country movement, people's income tax balancing and whatnot, so you get some of that. But longer term, the seasonals, once they turn up, they stay pretty well in place until you go into the new crop growing season.
How about the technical objectives then for beans?
Soybeans, I think initially you had to start out with about a 38% retracement of this decline off of this 1066 high, which was a $1.87 decline. So a 38% retracement kind of puts the target on the table about 950 here for the first target, and here we're at 927. I think in order to really validate an upturn has taken place in the November beans, we need to kind of go above last week's high, I think, and that's somewhere around 937. So that's going to be kind of a key point, I think, for technicians. But once we accomplish that, then your technicians are going to be quite friendly toward a seasonal upturn in soybeans.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.